Yeah, really important funding for a number of our towns and villages this morning. Obviously, the government have been very committed over the last couple of years to investing in rural Ireland and in our towns and villages in particular. And this morning, I'm delighted to confirm the investment from my colleague, Minister for Rural Development, Heather Humphreys, which will see investments in four or three towns and villages across the county, as well as a county-wide investment too. So we're going to see €100,000 invested in Newton Cunningham for further development of the town and village area in Newton. Also in Mayville, €100,000 as well for the enhancement and improvement of the Bath Green there, and indeed other work in the local community and in Mayville. And likewise in Churchill, we're going to see €100,000 as well invested in improving and various measures in Churchill. Also then at a countywide level, there's going to be a €90,000 investment in terms of marketing the county for those that want to relocate to do remote working, which is a really important initiative as well, and one which Donegal County Council has made significant initiative and done work on, and this €90,000 investment and commitment will very much help them in that work too. So overall, positive news for the county in this town and village renewal scheme announcement today.
How does this allocation for the county fare as it relates to other counties and their allocations?
We've had a significant investment compared to the number in terms of the number of actually applications that we've submitted. So we're not the highest of the in the country, certainly. And on this occasion, on this particular investment, unlike indeed many of the investments we've had before now, where we have been the highest and among the highest in the country. But nonetheless, this is a very significant investment for these and backing for these four particular initiatives, which a lot of work and effort are going into, and they're going to make a real difference. And we'll continue to work to bring investment throughout the county to support towns and villages, and particularly to support the rural economy.